English people, bored or in search of health, came for the brilliant winter, delighted with hospitality of the planters and to renew their vitality in the famous climate and sulfur baths, which, of all her possessions, time has spared to Nevis. And then, having weathered all the ills to which even the West Indian islands can be subject, she succumbed to the price of sugar. Her great families drifted away one by one. Her estates were given to the agent for a time, finally to the mongoose. The magnificent stone mansions, left without even a caretaker, yielded helplessly to the diseases of age, and the first hurricane entered unbattered windows, carried to the roof of the sea. In Charlestown, the capital since the suburb, the capital since the submergence of Jamestown in 1980s, are the remains of the large town houses and fine old stone walls, which one can hardly see from the roadstead. So thick are the royal palms and the coconut trees among the ruins, wriggling the slender bodies through their crevices and flaunting the glittering luxuriance